This is Daguerreau's Masculist MGTOW Flyers, that is two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreau. This is flyer number 657, entitled How Female University Students Will React to the Manosphere Claim that 80% of them are fluffy crappers. Description. This flyer predicts that millions of university female students are going to fall into deep depression when they are rejected by men, masculisted men, for not being phips, for being manslaving, divorce raping, fluffy vermin, severely punished by men, by being forced to rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable deaths. When millions of women are treated this way, millions of women will pour into STEM and the professions, if ever they are to have a man in their lives, and not be left rotting on the shelf. In time, there'll be as many female masculists as male masculists, resulting in the liberation of millions of men as women stop oppressing men so badly in their billions across the planet. Now the flyer itself in two parts. How female university students will react to the Manosphere claim that 80% of them are fluffy crappers, by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreau. Email profhugodaguerreau@yahoo.com. Website profhugodaguerreau.wordpress.com. The core idea of masculism is that it is a rebellion by men against being man's slaves to women, working for women for decades of a man's life just to get a bit of sex from her from time to time. Masculists use a very powerful argument in the form of claiming that thanks to men giving women science-based medicine, women now have a life expectancy of 85 years and hence a career window of half a century, so have a very powerful moral duty to get off their fat parasitic asses and fip up, in brackets, that is, become phips equals financially independent persons, by bothering to get career competent educations at high school and college so that they become phips as adults and not expect fluffy style, in brackets, fluffy equals a traditional woman who expects to be able to live off the money and labour of a man, thus manslaving him, and for one father in four, divorce raping him, and thus committing such major gender crimes against men that masculists have a hatred of such gender criminal women and are at war against them, punishing them so severely that masculisted men effectively exterminate such gender criminal women by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, forcing such women, as most men become influenced by masculist ideas, into rotting on the shelf, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and spat at, utterly rejected both socially and sexually, thus forced into a slow, miserable death, rotting on the shelf. Men gave women the pill, so today's women usually have only 0, 1, or 2 kids. Men gave women household gadgets and higher education, so women now have half a century of career window. So the masculists are standing up, pointing the finger at women, accusing them of, quote, "Now that women can work, women must work. Anything else is man's slavery." And to masculists, man's slavery is slavery, and hence hated and a war issue. Masculists are at war against their two main enemies, namely the fluffies and the fluffy feminists. Fluffies are hated by masculists for being manslaving, divorce raping, forced fathering vermin, and punished by being forced to rot on the shelf. Fluffy feminists are even more hated by masculists, since it's bad enough that fluffy feminists are fluffies, but are seen by the masculists as also being hypocrites and genociders. Masculists see fluffy feminists as hypocrites, since they want equal rights for women in the parliaments, but reject equal obligations with men. in not sharing equally the burden of earning the living, seeing men as cash machines in their divorce courts who pay for women to have babies. The fluffy feminists took over the divorce courts in the 70s and made them so toxic for men, for one father in four, that in many countries now, over two-thirds of young men refuse to marry, reject paternity, since these young men refuse to face the one in four chance of being butchered in the hated fluffy feminist dominated divorce court system that will strip him of custody of his kids with a 90% probability, force him to give his house to his ex-wife so she can raise her kids in it, be forced to pay her half of his wealth and stuff, forced to make child payments to his ex-wife and only be allowed to see his kids for 2 weekends a month, typically. And if his ex-wife is a real fluffy, he may be forced to pay her alimony until he dies, with no moral nor legal obligation on her to get off her fat parasitic ass and fip up by getting a career competent job so that she parasites off his money and labour until he dies. A massive gender crime, as seen through the eyes of the maskless. And this is happening on a daily basis to one father in four. One in four! The maskless scream out due to the basic assumption that the hated fluffy feminists make who control the divorce courts as divorce lawyers and judges, that the divorcing wife is seen as a fluffy. Thus, these fluffy feminist lawyers and judges have made divorce so toxic for men that they have made marriage and paternity toxic for men. So in many countries now, over two-thirds of young men refuse to marry and refuse to give young women their sperm. So maskers see fluffy feminist divorce court lawyers and judges as genociders, since they are indirectly wiping out whole populations as young men reject paternity in their millions, thus causing a crash in the birth rate. Maskers want society fundamentally transformed in the sense that they want the creation of a FIP society, in which both sexes are socialized by parents and educated by teachers to be FIPs, exerting powerful moral pressure on young girls, particularly, to be FIPs by getting career competent educations at high school and then later at university so that they are FIPs as adults, pulling their financial weight and not expecting fluffy style to parasite off the labour and money of a man for decades of his life, thus making her a hated fluffy in the eyes of masculisted men, who in time will be most men, as masculist thinking becomes as commonplace as is feminist thinking today. Masculist theorists are very conscious that the fipping of women, the creation of a FIP society, will go a long way towards liberating men from the oppressions of women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering, which are the big three ways that the maskless keep harping on that so oppress men as committed by gender criminal women who are the subject of such hatred by maskless. From the above, it should be obvious that maskers put tremendous moral pressure on young women to be FIPs. Much depends on the FIPing of women for men to be liberated from manslavery, divorce rape, forced fathering, etc., by women, by fluffy women, by fluffy feminists, etc. So, this flyer imagines how millions of young women at university are going to feel when, in a couple of years, once maskless ideas are well known amongst young men, who then exert their maskless expectations on women. How will these women react? Probably we will see the following scene played out millions of times as a rather fluffified female university student is confronted with a masculisted male student, and the following rather stereotypical dialogue in shoes. F, that's female. Quote,
I really like you and would like to have a deeper relationship with you, but I feel that you are holding yourself back for some reason. Is that true?
End quote. M, that is male, that is masculinity, male. Quote, I do like you, but you're what the maskers call a fluffy crapper. Do you know any masculism? A fluffy is a maskless term for a woman who is not a fit, financially independent person, who expects to leech off the money and labour of a man while she raises her kids in a house that he pays for, who then faces a one chance in four of being butchered by her in a fluffy feminist-controlled divorce court system. So masculisted men shy away from fluffies, leaving them to rot on the shelf, punishing them for not fipping up, for not expecting to pull their own financial weight, by not choosing to study career-competent majors at high school and college. So therefore expect some man, some knight, on a white horse, to save her from her financial problems as an adult, thus manslaving him, and for one father in four, divorce raping him and ruining his life. This is the end of part one.